Yeah, I'll start again. Okay. The Beis Yosef asks a kasha in Hilchos Chanukah and Siman Tafresh Pei Beis that when you look at Al-Anisim is it sets up two things that are opposites of each other, a series of things that are opposites of each other. There's Rabbim Biad Ma'atim, there's Tameim Biad Torim, there's Rishayim Biad Tzadikim, and all of those things are opposites. But when it comes to Zaydim Biad Oskei Sorasecha, Frak the Beis Yosef, that is not Dovar V'Hifucho. That is not an item and something that is opposite of it, like all of the other examples. And the Beis Yosef suggests, yeah, Ki Derech HaPasuk L'Akach, we're just choosing the Lashon of the Pasuk, and the Pasuk sets up Zaydim Alitzumi Admor Mitaros Chalonetisi, that the contrasting Zaydim and Oskei Sorasecha. But L'Chora, that just shifts the question a little bit. Why would the Pasuk Dafka contrast Zaydim and Oskei Sorasecha? And it seems that when we think about Chanukah, and particularly what the Yevanim were trying to do to us by telling us, by trying to discourage us from being dedicated to our Torah, there was a certain amount of leitzanus. Zayd means leitzanus. That's evident from the pasuk that the Beis Yosef quotes, Zaydim halitzuni ad ma'od, that the Zaydim caused me to see things with a sense of leitzanus. Our enemy sometimes will try to convince us that the Torah is antiquated, that the Torah is backwards, that the Torah is unsophisticated, and their attack on the Torah is that it's therefore irrelevant to our generation. To have a leitzanus toward the Torah, to look at the Torah as a leitzanus, and not to see it as something serious. And the result of Greek success is described in Rashi, Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, where he writes, Shayivanim im gozrim aleim gzeros, and therefore, vayumitzvos bezuyos aleihem. When the Yevanim were gozer gzeros, the mitzvos became bezuyos aleihem. We no longer respected it. We looked at everything like a leitzanus. In fact, that's the Gemara at the very end of Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav. Maisa b'Miriam bas Bilga, the Braisa tells us, who is Himira Dasa, and she went and she married Sradiot Echad Mimalchei Yevanim. She married some Greek officer, and when the Yevanim went into the Heichal Hayim of Etas B'Sandalel Gabi HaMizbeach, she started taking her shoe and hitting the Mizbeach and criticizing the Mizbeach and the whole Avoda. And Kishashamu Chacham Bedavar, when the Chacham heard about this, they punished her entire family. So the Gemara asks, why would you punish the entire family just because there was one girl in there that acted this way? Amra Abaye Kedamri Inchi Shusa Diyanuka B'Shuka Odavua Odiime, that when a child speaks a certain way, they got that from the home. And what you see from the story is that the Greeks had infiltrated into this Jewish home and affected this Jewish girl well before she ever married a Greek officer. They caused us to be mevaze our avoda, and that's the celebration of Chanukah, is that the Zaydim are not biad lomdei sarasecha, but biad Oskei Sarasecha. Because Esek B'Torah is more than just Limud HaTorah. The Bach writes in Siman Mem Zayin in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah that Nira Dilufisha Ikara Haftacha Shiftichanu Hu Yisbarach Lo Haisa Ela Al Esek HaTorah Hu Ha'omel V'HaTorayach. What is Esek HaTorah? Esek HaTorah means Amelus. It means putting in effort to Torah. V'mechukosai teleichu shetiyu Amelim b'Torah shebal peh. And that's why it's Zaydim Biad Oskei Sarasecha. The Bach writes, that's the brach of Lasok B'divrei Torah. And therefore, it is in fact Davar V'Hifucho, because the exact opposite of being Zaydim, the exact opposite of giving in to that Yetzer Hara, to view the Torah as a Leitzanus, to view the Torah as something that's backward, is to be Mechabed the Torah. The Gemara tells us, Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, at the end of Sota, Batla Kavada Torah, that when Rabbi Akiva died, also when Gamliel died, but it was a different kind of Kavada Torah. When Rabbi Akiva died, Batla Kavada Torah, and the Kavada Torah of Rabbi Akiva was to darshan the crowns on tops of the letters, to show the profundity and the depth of Torah. And that's our avoda on Chanukah. Our avoda on Chanukah is not just to take breaks from Torah in order to celebrate and eat more latkes and eat more sufganiyot. It's to really bear down in our Esek HaTorah, to really bear down in the seriousness with which we take the Torah, and through that we will celebrate the true victory of Zaydim Biad Oskei Sarasecha.